Begin now by closing your eyes and spending a little bit of time focusing on your breathing. You don't have to breathe any more or less than you usually do. Just become a little bit more aware of the air as it gradually flows in and out of the lungs. And with your eyes closed, you can become a little bit more aware of a variety of different things that would usually just go overlooked or ignored. With the eyes closed, you can tend to become a little bit more aware of sounds. And obviously there's the sound of my voice, but there's also the sound of the music. And even while you're listening to the music, there are different sounds within that music. There are light, tinkling sounds, and there are also deep, droning, relaxing sounds. You may also be able to become aware of distant sounds, such as the distant sound of the traffic, the birds, or the wind in the leaves of the trees. With the eyes closed, you can also become a little bit more aware of your physical body and all the different feelings and sensations within the body. There's the feeling of the weight of the body sinking back into the softness of the chair or mattress. There are feelings of warmth and the texture of the clothes that you're wearing. There may also be the feelings of the tightness of the shoes you may be wearing. You may even be able to become aware of very, very faint, almost barely perceptible tingling sensations in hands and feet. With the eyes closed, you may also be able to become aware of your mind and its thoughts, and how those thoughts drift and float into all sorts of different ideas. Sometimes becoming aware of my voice and the meaning of my words, and sometimes drifting off into your own thoughts, many of which may have nothing to do with anything I'm saying. But what I am saying is that it is quite natural for the mind to come and go in its thoughts and ideas. You may drift for a time away from my voice, and that's okay. But when you notice you've drifted into your own ideas, gently bring yourself back to my words and the meaning of my words. Now, in a moment, I'm going to ask you to imagine a relaxing wave of energy flowing through your body. And I'm going to call this wave of energy Alpha. Now, when I say the word Alpha, I'd like you to imagine or pretend a soft, slow, gentle, calming wave of energy, almost like a gentle wave on the ocean, floating and drifting through your body, gradually causing the body to become a bit more calm and a bit more relaxed. So now I'd like you to bring your center of awareness to a position in the center of the forehead. And with the eyes still closed, I'd like you to look up towards the center of the forehead. Under the skin, in the brow, there are lots of tiny little muscles. And now I'd like you to simply imagine this relaxing wave of energy is just flowing across the brow. And it's sort of like dissolving into these tiny little muscles. And you could imagine these little muscles are almost bathed in this wave of relaxing energy, which dissolves deeply into the tiny little muscles. and now just pretending this wave of relaxing alpha energy has almost like a magical ability to cause those little muscles to begin to relax and let go. And of course, in reality, they won't relax just by thinking about it. But I'd just like you to pretend it's almost as if you can see the tiny little muscles in the forehead letting go and becoming loose, limp, and relaxed. And now I'd like you to pretend this wave of relaxing energy could sort of trickle down into the cheeks, dissolving into all the tiny little muscles in the face, even the big strong jaw muscles, the muscles in the face and the big strong jaw muscles letting go and relaxing. And now it flows back underneath the hairline, all over the scalp, all the many little nerves and fibres underneath the hairline are becoming gently more and more relaxed. It flows down the neck, eases across the shoulders and drifts and floats down into the upper arm muscles, dissolving into the big, strong upper arm muscles, such that you could even imagine the tendons holding the upper arm muscles to the bones, just imagining those tendons are releasing and relaxing and letting go. And the upper arm muscles are becoming loose, limp, and relaxed. Just sort of melting away, folding away from the bones in the loose, limp calmness of it all. This wave of energy flows on down, down through the elbows into the forearm muscles, such that you could even pretend the forearm muscles, the big, strong forearm muscles, are releasing, relaxing, and letting go. This wave of energy flows down into the arms, and as it flows down into the arms, it's causing those arms to become more and more relaxed. I'd like you simply to pretend those arms are so relaxed that you could imagine that it would be impossible to lift those arms. Perhaps imagining the arms are made of lead, heavy lead arms, almost impossible to lift those heavy lead arms. The alpha wave continues its journey down the neck, down into the lungs, spreading out across the lungs, dissolving into the lungs. And even with some of those outward breaths, even imagining the lungs now are becoming a bit more calm and a bit more relaxed. It flows into the heart, into the big, strong muscles of the heart, pumping the blood throughout the body, dissolving into those big, strong heart muscles, and even imagining now the heart muscles gradually slowing down, pumping the blood just a little bit more gently and a little bit more calmly throughout the body. And it flows on further, down into the stomach and the liver and the kidneys, the intestines, all the organs of the body. It dissolves into the whole trunk of the body. The whole trunk of the body slowing down. It flows on further down through the waistline, into the upper leg muscles, dissolving into the big, strong upper leg muscles. And even imagining now the upper leg muscles and the tendons holding the upper leg muscles to the bone, just imagining those tendons are releasing, relaxing, and letting go. And those upper leg muscles are becoming floppy, loose, limp, and relaxed. It flows on down now through the knees into the calf muscles, dissolving into the big strong calf muscles, and even the calf muscles now are becoming loose, limp, and relaxed. It flows on down into the legs once again, just pretending the legs are becoming a bit heavier and heavier, such that you could imagine the legs now are made of lead, heavy lead legs. Almost impossible to lift those heavy lead legs. And then it flows on down through the ankles into the feet and through the wrists into the hands, dissolving into all the tiny little muscles, nerves, tendons, all the tiny little ligaments connecting all the little bones in the fingers and the toes are releasing and relaxing and letting go. As it flows from the top of the head to the tips of the toes and fingers, the whole body now just beginning to gradually relax. Allowing the mind now to drift and float into different thoughts and ideas. And now I'd just like you to pretend that you're standing in front of a very large blackboard, and that you're facing the blackboard, looking at the blackboard. At the base of that blackboard is a ledge, and on that ledge is a piece of chalk and also an eraser. With one hand, the hand that you write with, just pretend that you can reach down and you can pick up the chalk, and with the other hand that you can reach down and pick up the eraser. And so you're standing in front of the blackboard, facing the blackboard, looking at the blackboard, chalk in one hand, eraser in the other. And with the chalk in one hand now, I'd like you to write a nice big letter A on the blackboard. Take your time. We're not in any hurry. A nice big letter A. And when the letter A is on the blackboard, very gently with the eraser that you have in the other hand, just pretend now you can gently erase the letter A from the blackboard. Swipe, swipe, and letting go with each gentle swipe of the eraser, just imagining any residual tension is just letting go. Swipe, swipe, and letting go. And then with the chalk that you have in the other hand, writing a nice big letter B on the blackboard. And when you have the letter B on the blackboard, very gently with the eraser that you have in the other hand, gently erasing the letter B, swipe, swipe, and letting go. Each gentle swipe of the eraser, letting go more and more. And then with the chalk in the other hand, writing a nice big letter C on the blackboard. And when you have the letter C on the blackboard, very gently with the eraser, gently erasing C, swipe, swipe, and letting go. And then taking the chalk and writing the word fear on the blackboard. And when you have the word fear on the blackboard, nice big fear on the blackboard, gently with the eraser that you have in the other hand now, gently erasing the word fear from the blackboard, swipe, swipe, and letting go. And then I'd like you to take the chalk, and it's almost as if you could turn the chalk around on its side, so you could write with the flat part of the chalk in nice big wide letters, writing the sentence, I am safe, on the blackboard. I am safe, exclamation mark, and underlined on the blackboard. I am safe on the blackboard. And I'd simply like you to keep that sentence on the blackboard. And then replace the chalk and the eraser to the ledge underneath the blackboard. And just pretend or imagine now that you could look around you, and that somewhere around you that you could create the idea of a staircase leading down, such that you could imagine that you could stand on top of the staircase and that you could look down the staircase. You can place one hand on the handrail, and you can very slowly commence to step down that staircase, taking one step down and then another, stepping down and letting go. And as you continue to descend deeper and deeper down the staircase, I'd like you to allow one part of your mind to continue to imagine that you're stepping down that staircase, taking one step down and then another, while the other part of your mind drifts off into memories of the past, of your past. And I'd like you to try to recall a time in your past where you came across something that smelled so bad, that looked so bad, that when you looked at that thing and when you smelt that thing, perhaps you had a terrible sensation of wanting to throw up. You know how some things are just so disgusting that when you smell them, the body has this instinctive urge. It's a contracting feeling in the stomach, perhaps a salivary or sickly feeling at the back of the throat, because the body just knows this thing is poisonous. So now I'd like you to pretend that you are standing in the presence of something that really stinks very bad, in a very bad way, and I'd like you to further pretend that you're having this terrible sort of contracting, sickly feeling as though you are almost about to throw up. Now, at the same time, I'd like you to use two fingers on one hand and gently tap the wrist of your other hand, the back of the wrist, while at the same time, once again, just trying to imagine that really toxic, poisonous, smelly, horrible thing. It may help you to imagine what it would be like if you were forced to put that thing in your mouth, if you were forced to eat that thing. your body really would have that terrible sensation of wanting to throw up. That's it, as you gently tap yourself on the wrist right now, on the back of the hand. That's it, and still continuing to concentrate on that really disgusting, terrible, sickly feeling. That's it. Imagining what it would be like to put that thing into your mouth, because the body is a little bit like a house, your home perhaps. If there are bad people out in the street, getting drunk, smashing bottles, shouting, well, you make sure your front door is closed and locked. The body has a front door, and that's your mouth. And if bad things get into your mouth, the body has an instinctive reaction to reject poison. It's just the same with your house. You lock the front door. You don't let poisonous, toxic things come into your home. And if you accidentally eat something, well, then you're spitting that thing out. Perhaps even vomiting, throwing up. Now, I'd like you once again to just gently tap yourself on the wrist. And this tapping now, it's to become associated with the concept of poison and the rejection of poison, the instinctive rejection of poison, that horrible, squirmish, sickly feeling. It's a survival mechanism. Your body is trying to tell you this thing is poisonous. Get rid of it. That's it. And now I'd like you to simply forget about that toxic, poisonous thing and get back to the thought of stepping down that staircase, taking one step down and then another. Now, at the bottom of the staircase, I'd like you to pretend that there is a very large door and that you can open that door and that the door leads into a cinema, that you can step into the cinema. And I'd like you to further imagine that playing up on the screen in that cinema is a documentary. It's a documentary about you. Some months or even years into the future. It's a documentary about you being a person who simply doesn't smoke, who even perhaps hates the concept of smoking. Now, this documentary has a beginning, a middle, and an end. The beginning of the film, it shows you waking up in the morning. Perhaps having a shower, having breakfast, getting dressed, looking very fit, strong, healthy and happy. It shows you going about your daily activities, the places you go and the people you meet. This beginning part of the film is completely free of cigarettes and smoking. Now, the middle part of the film shows you perhaps at the end of the day, towards the end of the day, perhaps it's a cafe or a restaurant or a pub, some outdoor eating area. The middle of the film shows you sitting outside eating, but surrounding you are people, some of who are smoking. The middle of the film shows you looking at those people, perhaps smelling the background smell of smoke, and it shows a vision of a person who's really almost on the point of throwing up, can't stand the smell and can't stand the sight of smokers smoking. It's repulsive to you. Now, the end of the film shows you coming home, being at home, eventually drifting off into a nice, deep, peaceful sleep. The very end of the film shows you waking up, fresh and clean, a non-smoker. This film is a documentary about 24 hours in your life at some time in the future, completely smoke-free. Now, cinemas have a little room at the back from where the movie is projected, the projection room. And I'd like you to imagine now that you're up in the projection room, that you are the projectionist, that you have control over this projector and the speed of the projector. And I'm going to ask you to play this film over and over again. Now, each time we reach the middle part of the film, I'd like you to just gently tap yourself on the back of the hand or the wrist. So you're up in the projection room now and you're looking out through the little window, out at the screen. You've pressed play and the film commences. Now there you are at the beginning of the film, waking up, looking fit, strong, healthy and happy, getting dressed, having something to eat, heading off to do your daily activities. And there's the middle of the film. And there you are in the middle of the film in the company of smokers. As you tap yourself on the back of the wrist now, it's almost as if you feel sick. You're looking up at the screen, and even when you're looking at the screen, you're feeling nauseous, sick, because you see the truth, and the truth is quite simple. Those people around you, they are simply poisoning themselves, sucking in toxic, poisonous cigarette smoke into their lungs. There's no nutritional value in a cigarette. You see those people and you see the truth. They are simply poisoning themselves to death. And as you tap yourself on the wrist now, that's it. You feel really nauseous as you look at them, realizing the truth. Those people are simply poisoning themselves. And then there you are at the end of the film, coming home, drifting off to sleep, waking up the next morning, refreshed, revitalized, non-smoker. Now, each time we reach the end of the film, I'd like you to just give yourself a little nod now. There you are at the end of the film, non-smoker. You don't smoke. And just a little nod now at the end of the film. There you are, non-smoker, looking fit, strong, healthy and happy. And once again now, going back to the beginning of the film, I'm going to get you to play this film a little bit more quickly. And each time we reach the end of the film, a little nod at the end of the film, non-smoker. So there you are at the beginning of the film, waking up, looking fresh, strong, healthy, going about your daily activities. You don't smoke. You don't even think about cigarettes. Smoking is completely out of your life. You look fit, strong, healthy and happy until the middle of the film. As you tap yourself on the wrist now, you just feel nauseous. It's disgusting. It's toxic. It's poisonous. That's what you see. Someone's even offering you a cigarette and it's almost as if you want to throw up. That's disgusting. No thanks, I don't smoke. No thanks, I don't smoke. That's what you're saying. Not that pathetic, oh, I'm trying to give up. Pathetic. No, you are a non-smoker. You don't smoke. No thanks, I don't smoke. And then there's the end of the film. There you are, going home, waking up the next morning, fit, strong, healthy. You're a non-smoker. A little nod at the end of the film. Yes, you are a non-smoker. And a little bit more quickly now. Beginning of the film. There you are, waking up. You're a non-smoker, going about your daily activities, fit, strong, healthy and happy. Middle of the film. No thanks, I don't smoke. It makes me feel sick. It's disgusting. It's poisonous. And there you are at the end of the film, non-smoker. You don't smoke. You feel fantastic. And a little bit more quickly now, beginning of the film, waking up, non-smoker, middle of the film. No, I don't smoke. No thanks. It's disgusting. It's poisonous. End of the film, little nod, non-smoker. That's good. Now, this is a film about you. It's also a film that's being controlled by you. And so I'd like you to play this film in reverse now. So there's the end of the film. There you are. At the end of the film, you've woken up, you are a non-smoker, you look fit, strong, healthy, fantastic. But the film is playing backwards. You're looking up at the screen and you can see there you are in the outdoor eating place. No thanks, I don't smoke. There's the middle of the film, rejecting cigarettes. You hate them. It almost makes you feel sick. Going all the way back to the beginning of the film, and a little nod now each time we reach the beginning of the film. There you are at the beginning of the film, having woken up a non-smoker. You're a non-smoker. You don't smoke. You don't even think about cigarettes. Playing it once again a little bit more quickly, there you are at the end of the film. Non-smoker, going backwards to sleep, going all the way back to the middle of the film. Disgusting, toxic, poisonous cigarettes. It could make you throw up. They are disgusting. You can't even stand the sight of them. That's it, all the way back to the beginning of the film. There you are, a non-smoker. And a little nod at the beginning of the film. And a little bit more quickly now. End of the film, non-smoker. Middle of the film, disgusting, toxic, poisonous cigarettes. Beginning of the film, non-smoker. And flashing through now. End, middle, beginning. That's good. Now, as I said, this is a film about you. It's also a film that has been controlled by you as the projectionist. And now I'd like it to be a film that's experienced by you. It's almost as if you could imagine that you can float out of the projection room and that you can float into the screen, that you can become this character that you have been watching, that you could imagine now that you are lying in bed in that horizontal position, that you're waking up and you're getting into the vertical position. You're waking up a non-smoker. You don't even think about cigarettes. You're feeling fit, strong, healthy and happy. Perhaps having a shower, getting dressed, having something to eat, going about your daily activities, and it just feels so fantastic. You can feel fit, strong, healthy and happy until you reach the middle of the film, and there you are in that outdoor place, and the smell of cigarettes and the sight of smokers, and as you tap yourself on the wrist now, it almost feels as though you're going to throw up. You get right into that toxic, nauseous, horrible feeling of almost wanting to vomit. That's it, because what you see now is the truth, and the truth is quite simple. There is no nutritional value in a cigarette. A cigarette is full of toxic, poisonous, carcinogenic chemicals. There's only one thing a cigarette can do, slowly poison the smoker to death. And as you look at those poor smokers, you just feel sorry for them. You just see the truth. Those people are spending so much money for little packages of dried up leaves and going off into the corner and setting those leaves alight, sucking in toxic, carcinogenic, poisonous cigarette smoke, slowly killing themselves. That's what you see. And you just become more and more revolted by the concept of cigarette smoking. And the truth is quite simple. You have a conscious mind which is rational and intelligent. And you have a subconscious mind which is lateral and creative. And these two dimensions of your mind now, they are well and truly enough for you to find a better way to relax, a better way to relieve tension, a better way to relieve boredom, a better way to escape from social situations, or a better way to fit in socially. How ridiculous to think that you need to poison yourself to relax, to relieve boredom, to relieve tension. No, from this moment forwards, any damage that has been done to your lungs now are becoming nice and pink and clean and healthy. The arteries and the veins, nice and clean and healthy. Any damage done to your brain, from this moment forwards, any damage done to any organ in the body is rectifying, healing, renewing. You are detoxifying your body. Your whole body is becoming cleaner and cleaner on the inside. From this moment forwards, you are becoming healthier and healthier. You're becoming wiser. You're seeing the truth. Oh, look at those poor people over there. sucking in cigarette smoke, wasting their money, poisoning themselves to death. How ridiculous. No, I don't smoke anymore. If anyone is to offer you a cigarette, I don't smoke. Yeah, no thanks. I don't smoke. Oh yes, look, I used to smoke, but now I don't smoke anymore. It just becomes clearer and clearer to you that what is right for you is nice, clean, healthy lungs, arteries and veins. What is right for you is a longer and healthier life. What is right for you is to find better ways of managing stress and boredom. The old toxic, poisonous story, it just gets further and further into the distant past. It is simply dissolving away, fading away. There is a part of the brain, in fact, that knows how to forget things that are no longer relevant. And you will find in the coming weeks and months that you're simply forgetting about cigarettes. They're just disappearing out of your mind. Perhaps as a child, you may have played marbles or swapped cards. But I'm pretty sure you don't sit down at lunchtime and pull out your marbles or your swap cards. You probably don't even think about that stage in your life anymore. That's what it's like. The old story about smoking, it just gets further and further into the distant past. It's disappearing out of your mind, and you're simply becoming stronger and stronger in this new self-identity. No thanks, I don't smoke. Oh yeah, I used to smoke, but now I don't smoke anymore. You find the whole concept totally revolting and disgusting. It's toxic, poisonous rubbish, and you just feel sorry for those people who are continuing to spend money on dried up, toxic, poisonous leaves, sucking that poison into their body. How ridiculous. You just become more and more certain from this moment forwards you are a non-smoker. No, you don't smoke. Now, in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. And when I reach the count of 5, I'd like you to open your eyes, refreshed and revitalized and ready to continue on with the rest of the day. Beginning on 1 now, this refreshing, revitalizing energy is flowing in through the tips of your toes and fingers into your feet and hands, refreshing, revitalizing all the muscles, nerves, tendons in your feet and hands. 2, it's flowing into your legs and arms, refreshing, revitalizing all the muscles, nerves and tendons in your legs and arms. 3, it's flowing into the trunk of your body, moving through all the organs of your body, refreshing, revitalizing all the organs of your body, blood pressure, heart rate, returning to that which is appropriate for your day-to-day awareness. On 4, flowing up through your neck into your face, refreshing, revitalizing all the muscles, nerves and tendons in your face, moving into your brain, activity of your mind returning to that which is appropriate for your day-to-day awareness. And on 5 now, flowing right throughout your body, refreshing, revitalizing your body, blood pressure, heart rate returning to normal, activity of your mind returning to normal, looking forwards to continuing now with the rest of your life, fit, strong, healthy and happy, any damage now done to the body, rectifying, healing, renewing, looking forwards now to those lungs becoming more and more healthy, arteries and veins, the smell of the body becoming nice and fresh and clean. That's it. You are now from this moment forwards gaining fitness, gaining fresh breath and clean smelling hair and body, gaining extra spending money, gaining a good, strong, solid self-esteem as a non-smoker. No thanks, I don't smoke. No thanks, I don't smoke. Now, in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5, and when I reach the count of 5, I'd like you to open your eyes, feeling refreshed and revitalized and ready to continue on with the rest of the day. Beginning on 1 now, this refreshing, revitalizing energy is flowing into the tips of your toes and fingers, into your feet and hands, refreshing and revitalizing all the muscles, nerves and tendons in your feet and hands. On two, it's flowing into your legs and arms, refreshing and revitalizing all the muscles, nerves, tendons in your legs and arms. On three, it flows into the trunk of your body, moving through all the organs of your body, refreshing, revitalizing all the organs of your body, blood pressure, heart rate, returning to that which is appropriate for your day-to-day awareness. On four, flowing up through your neck into your face, refreshing and revitalizing all the muscles, nerves and tendons in your face. Moving into your brain, activity of your mind now returning to that which is appropriate for your day-to-day awareness. And on five now, flowing right throughout your body, refreshing, revitalizing the entire body. And in your own time now, opening your eyes.